WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. So far, no agreement on solving the debt ceiling crisis, even after President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's sit down yesterday.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's expecting a phone call from Biden to set up their next meeting on the debt limit. But he's also making clear that Republicans won't budge on their demands.
Whichever way they want to talk about it, I'm very clear. We will not pass a clean debt ceiling here without some form of spending reform.
Biden saying it was, quote, a good meeting and that talks would continue. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
House Republicans voted to block Representative Ilhan Omar from sitting on the Foreign Affairs Committee over her tweets in 2019 that were seen as anti-Semitic. Democrats called it a political stunt. The wave of winter storms has led to tens of thousands of power outages in Texas and 8 deaths due to accidents on icy roads. The storm system stretches to the East Coast. Stocks closed higher due to a surge for tech shares, including Facebook's parent company, Meta. This is ABC News. An investigation is underway in New Jersey after a newly elected councilwoman from the town of Sayreville was shot to death in her car. Police say she was shot several times just steps away from her home. The White House this week announcing it will end the COVID-19 national and public health emergencies on May 11th. Now there are questions about how that can affect the White House plan to forgive student loan debt. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
The Supreme Court is going to hear a case on that very soon. And the administration has been saying that the education secretary is relieving debt for millions of Americans because of the hardship faced because of the pandemic. The question is, does lifting the emergency undermine their argument? The White House insists it does not, but a lot of people still worried about what this might mean for potential relief that could be coming their way.
There was no winner in last night's Powerball drawing. The jackpot now worth an estimated $700 million. The next drawing is coming up on Saturday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Milwaukee will host a Republican presidential primary debate during the upcoming campaign. That's on top of hosting next year's GOP National Convention. Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel confirmed the choice this afternoon. No word on when it will be. Republican candidates debated in Milwaukee in 2015. There are new vaccination rules in Wisconsin for schools and daycare centers. Starting this month, students have to get a meningitis shot in seventh grade and a booster by their senior year of high school. The Department of Health Services is also moving the whooping cough shot from sixth grade to age 11. Daycare centers now need proof from a doctor about kids' chickenpox history. The chickenpox vaccine is highly recommended but not required. In sports, Marquette beat Villanova last night 73-64. The Bucks host the Clippers tonight. The Badgers are at Ohio State. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
But you're looking for real one. We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, should we call it Friday Eve? Almost made it through the week.
It is Friday Eve. We can absolutely call it Friday Eve.
Is the Thursday happier happy hour? I feel so happy, Dom. I've adorned myself with strange and unusual headgear. I am wearing not just my normal Homer Badger hat, representative of the state I love, but also I got the political cheese head on.
You got the cheese wedge, man.
And I think it's the perfect marriage today because in hour number one, we learned the GOP are bringing a Republican presidential debate to Milwaukee. I'm excited, Dom, much less so, because he lives in Milwaukee, and I just get to come down and visit.
No, I'm fine for the presidential debate. It's the RNC that I'm not so thrilled about.
Well, the presidential debate, in all probability, Dom, will be this summer, although that's not confirmed yet. We're predicting this summer. Summer in Milwaukee is glorious.
It is. Nowhere better in the world.
When the Republicans come to Milwaukee, less so. But the big RNC, the convention, will be July 15th through 18th of 2024. And Dom, I got this very cheese head I wear on my head from former Milwaukee mayor, now ambassador to Luxembourg, Tom Barrett. Tom would not wear his cheese head as part of the Wisconsin delegation at the 2016 DNC in Philly. That was a partying.
That was a good party.
The Republican affair, strangely, they didn't go out. They didn't party as much. That was the understanding. And the locals trying to find salvation, looking for a silver lining, said the only ones doing really well during the RNC convention, male prostitutes.
Making a killing during the convention, huh?
Gay male prostitutes apparently did very well in Cleveland during the Republican convention. The rest of the service industry, less so.
Well, you know, lots of security, lots of, you know, gates and fencing put up, tall fencing, and they funnel you in and funnel you out, and you can only go to certain spots at certain times. So, you know, the Winkin' Lizard, while it was probably as busy as any of the bars around there, still not doing as great as they wanted.
Well, except for us. We made it palatable, I would think.
Always, man.
We certainly ran up a bar tab. So I got this cheese head at the DNC in 2016, the RNC coming to Milwaukee in 2024, and the gravedigger, former Packer Hall of Famer, Gilbert Brown, the big announcement in the last hour, he and Earl Ingram announced under the helmet with the gravedigger. It's going to launch right here on the Civic Media Network in lieu of the Earl Ingram Show, doing a tandem special, launching Monday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then we'll replay it across the network next Saturday. But for our friends across the NFC North that are just joining right now, the gravedigger pointed out he basically owned the entire division, especially you, WCPT, 820 AM listeners in Chicago. He said during the course of his career, he never lost to Chicago. And if the Packers lost to Chicago, he was not on the team at that time. He was out injured or sick or, you know, maybe skipping. Dom often does that. 844-967-2789. So anyways, just having a little fun, being a homer.
No, yeah, double super stacked cool. Here. So now Earl does what, 8 to 11? So that first hour on Mondays will be just Earl and Gilbert Brown. And
yeah, he's going to have a separate show open, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. The Gravedigger gets a professional show open.
Nice.
Earl gets the Marvin Gaye song. Then Earl
just do 2 hours then that day.
Well, after the Gravedigger after the leaves, Earl, he'll do 2 hours of politics or whatever it is Earl does on a particular day, because it's a cornucopia of topics Earl brings.
You're welcome.
But I don't think he ever sported a Badger hat with a cheese wedge and then that's some broadcast headphones, quite like I'm doing now. But this is exactly, along with my drinking Wisconsin-ly shirt, I'm not wearing that now. I've got a sweater on today, kind of fashionable, you know, with the hat and the sweater.
Yeah, sure,
but I did wear this combination, same style Badger cap and the cheese wedge. Wore it proudly across the DNC. And it was acknowledged. Do you know the people that have signed this hat? Everyone from Greta Van Susteren to the very beautiful, then dating Cory Booker, I believe, Rosario Dawson.
Wow. Did I sign it?
No, you were not asked or permitted to sign.
Okay.
You can sign the door here if you ever come to Madison. Why don't you come tomorrow? Do you know what we're doing tomorrow, people?
Yeah, we're killing the devil radio brand.
Yeah, we're going to kill the brand. And then I think we should kill some booze. But you in town? What are you doing tomorrow?
No, I got a concert tomorrow night.
Oh, who are you seeing tomorrow? Man, you do live the life of Riley.
I don't know, man.
You go to so many concerts. Surprise concerts? They just have pop-ups in your backyard?
Yeah, it's called So Far. And so they'll do local up-and-coming artists, or just up-and-coming, not even necessarily local. And they'll pop up in different spots. Could be a bowling alley or a brewery or what. You don't really know until a couple of days before. And then it's like, bang, it's in and out. It's a concert, a couple of artists, and then that's it. So it's super cool. It comes around. I try to get to them when I can.
We're not killing this show so much, because something's got to fund Dom's pursuit of daily concerts. But the Devil Radio brand, we're going to kill tomorrow about 6 o'clock.
The radio station in Madison right now is called Devil Radio, and that's not going to. Tomorrow is when the big announcement of what the
Devil
new
Radio
name will be.
Is dead. Tomorrow.
And you're prepared to share with everybody what the new name is today or tomorrow? When's that come out?
You gotta listen, man.
Oh, okay.
I can't give away tomorrow's show on today's show. Then why would the people tune in for tomorrow?
The same reason they tune in every day, for great conversation, banter, and top-notch political analysis of the headlines. That's why. And because we're super cool.
And Dom, let's go to some of the political headlines of the hour, Dom. Perhaps I'll shed a hat or two. AOC, the fight, the point of contention in D.C., three Democrats have been stripped from their committee assignments. And we know that Marjorie Taylor Greene, your girl Three-Toe Green, was stripped of her committee assignments by the Dems in the last Congress. Well, now she's a Kevin McCarthy supporter. She's like Main Street on the GOP side.
Yes. Marjorie Taylor Greene is mainstream. Matt Gaetz is mainstream. These people are now what the Republican Party is. And by evidence of them getting these committee, that's who McCarthy is putting forward as the future, the leaders of your mega GOP.
You know, I'd wear this sort of headwear to the Republican GOP presidential debate in Milwaukee this summer. but it would probably clash with Marjorie Taylor Greene's tinfoil hat.
Hmm.
See what I did there? Let's play AOC talking about Ilhan Omar. The congresswoman from Minnesota was stripped from the Foreign Affairs Committee. And there was some talk that there wasn't enough support amongst the Republican caucus to actually strip her of this assignment. And the cover they're using is that she said anti-Semitic things. But I would point out, even if Ilhan Omar has said anti-Semitic things, she admits that the quote-unquote trope she used associated or are associated with Jewish people. Effectively, she talked about dollar bills and Jewish people, something of that sort. And she said she didn't know. Now, I heard on Righty Whitey Talk Radio, they said, I think they accused her of being Puerto Rican, or maybe they meant AOC, because AOC is who responded. But Ilhan Omar is Somalian, I believe, by ethnicity.
Yes.
A immigrant to this country. And now she has been stripped of her position on the Foreign Relations Committee.
And really, she's a Muslim. Let's not forget that as well, as Republicans will probably be quick to remind you.
And really, Matt Gaetz has let the quiet part out. He said, this is a tit for tat. They meant to do this. This is retribution. Play AOC. She's not liking it.
As a fellow New Yorker, I think one of the things that we should talk about here is also one of the disgusting legacies after 9/11 has been the targeting and racism against Muslim Americans throughout the United States of America. And this is an extension of that legacy. Consistency, there is nothing consistent with the Republican Party's continued attack except for the racism and incitement of violence against women of color in this body. I had a member of the Republican caucus threaten my life, and you all and the Republican caucus rewarded him with one of the most prestigious committee assignments in this Congress. Don't tell me this is about consistency. Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology.
Time has expired.
My life was threatened. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, AOC. Way to lay it out.
Kind of sounds like you ranting, Don. And I say that in the best sort of way.
Yeah, I mean she's right on. What was the cause? Why did Marjorie Taylor Greene get kicked off of their committees? For advocating violence against other members of Congress? Really? And AOC mentioned specifically, I think maybe it was Paul Gosar who put out the tweet that was a cartoon of AOC getting shot, something like that. I mean, yes, that kind of behavior by sitting members of Congress should be condemned all the time, every time. They were justified. And now, again, as we character, right, the up-and-comers, the mega in Congress, well, there they are. They're back. Jewish space lady, she's there. Jewish George Santos, if that's your real name, he's there. They're still there.
Dominic, the party line vote, this took an act of the entire Congress, 218 to 211. All the Republicans were down for this, every frickin' one. So don't act like there's some moderate Republicans, some mainliners. No, the entire caucus had to vote to strip this woman out of retribution for Marjorie Taylor Greene. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We will take our retribution next on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Women hear a lot of...
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at 11 p.m. tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Lows dip down to about 9 below tonight under mainly clear skies. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 5 above. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 1 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 16.
That women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at wesaysaveit.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind chill advisory begins at 11 p.m. tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Lows dip down to about 7 below tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 5 above tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 0. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom.
You really got me going.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789.
This is how the Republicans are going to play it. We'll have investigations of Hunter Biden. We'll have retribution against sitting congresspeople in good standing who haven't demonstrated the same sort of conduct that, of course, the very Republicans have. And on Righty Whitey Talk Radio, they basically are crowing about this. Man, do you see how we own the libs today? Do you see how we stuck it to the squad?
Yeah, and great, AOC? Great sense of governing, fellas.
Is this somehow advancing the cause? Are Republicans somehow moving closer to electoral dominance in 2024? Is this what the people are clamoring for? I'm just wondering. 844-967-2789. A friendly face, or at least on the phones, Jeannie. I'll get to you in a moment, Jeannie. Crudy, slow on the tech. Jeannie, welcome from Eau Claire.
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. Well, I love your new show. You guys have a great variety. I mean, I love listening to all of your shows because they're just outstanding, and you guys are doing an outstanding job. Thank you so much for all you're doing. I saw what happened to the lovely neighbor in Minnesota there. I was sickened, and I thought, good for you, AOC. And what they did to her, I mean, come on, what they did to AOC. I can't believe, like the dirty, rotten, putrid stuff they had when she went down to see the kids, that were being separated from their parents. There was dirty things sent out about her. I mean, those Republicans really go after women and minority women. And I think it's because they can feel really manly and tough, and it makes me sick to my stomach. I mean, even the abortion laws that they made, or the health care laws, forcing women to be pregnant, and then not helping people with kids or food or anything like that after children are born. And then going after the schools who are trying to educate people so they can move up in life and make more money. But these are son of a gun and people that were born with a silver spoon in their mouth, up there fooling around, not taking their job seriously, and then with the debt ceiling. What a bunch of pukes, I have to tell you. It's like these guys are taking out the United States from the inside out. You don't need people bombing America. You got those people that are in there trying to destroy our country from the inside out. And it happened in Wisconsin, and you guys are helping to build it back. And they took lessons, the Republicans, from Walker to go go and destroy what's happening in our federal government. And it's you guys, it's unbelievable. I mean, I'm 68, and I've never seen anything like this in my life, ever, ever, ever. And I talked to my 88-year-old mom. She can't believe what's going on in our country. So I hope people wake up, and by your educating everybody, that's a gift. And thank you so much for what you're doing, guys. I didn't mean to go on and on and on, but boy,
it's quite a rads in it. We appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Jeannie, always such a pleasant caller. For our side. Not for the other side.
The good side. Let me throw this one out there as well. Thank you for the call, Jamie.
Go ahead.
The Hill reporting that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, he pulled Senator Rick Scott, again, the Republican from Florida, who tried to oust McConnell as the Senate's top Republican in a bruising leadership race. He pulled him off the powerful Commerce Committee. McConnell also removed Mike Lee, who supported Scott's bid to replace McConnell as leader, from the Commerce Panel, which has broad jurisdiction over a swath of federal agencies. So McConnell had a leadership fight, and he just pulled two Republicans off of their committees, Scott and Mike Lee. I mean, that's a political move as well. These are all political moves, right? They do it to each other. They do it to their own side. There's retribution. There's a price to be paid for your disloyalty.
Matt Gaetz, of all people, contradicts Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, and says removing Ilhan Omar was a tit-for-tat for Marjorie Taylor Greene. Said the quiet part out loud. Here's a little bit more of what he said. Rep. Matt Gaetz confirmed on Thursday that the decision to remove Rep. Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, was a committee tit-for-tat retribution after two Republicans were punished in an earlier Congress. Following his vote to remove Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee, Gaetz told viewers of his Firebrand podcast, everybody's a podcaster, Dom, that it had not been a good feeling. Makes him feel dirty. I can't say it was the best feeling in the world to look at speech as some sort of threshold for someone's participation in the political process. Frankly, if Ilhan Omar hadn't voted against Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar, I might have viewed things differently. Maybe the only way we get past this and stop this tit-for-tat is to once and for all end it, he added. So I voted with the Speaker. I believe Speaker Kevin McCarthy deserved deference on this matter. Well, this shows you're a dumbass. A little bit more from the dumbass. I mean congressman from Florida. Gaetz worried that the next Congress could also remove members from committees over their remarks. I'm going to be the one they come for, he said. I'm going to say something edgy or not aligned with the dogma of the day in the Armed Services Committee or the Judiciary Committee. And they'll say, oh, Gaetz is promoting gun violence because he believes in the Second Amendment. For his part, McCarthy has said Omar's removal from the committee was not retribution or tit-for-tat politics. Yeah, but we all know he's lying. And he's such a bad leader, transparently bad.
Crudy, The Hill is also reporting that McCarthy said he is tasking a bipartisan group of lawmakers with writing a code of conduct for House members after representatives of both parties expressed concerns about removing members from congressional committees.
What if you commit a coup d'etat against the federal government? Should you be able to serve in the very same government you want to overthrow for the benefit of the Cheeto Messiah? I mean, really, you've got a number of Republicans, probably 35, that face federal indictment on a variety of charges, not the least of which will probably be seditious conspiracy, because they were all in on it, at least a large number. Think Marjorie Taylor Greene, perhaps. Certainly, look at Paul Gosar. He was in on it. Come back. You can be in on it. Call us, 844-96-PARTY.
The Shaw 101.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. So far, no agreement on solving the debt ceiling crisis, even after President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sit down yesterday.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's expecting a phone call from Biden to set up their next meeting on the debt limit. But he's also making clear that Republicans won't budge on their demands.
Whichever way they want to talk about it, I'm very clear. We will not pass a clean debt ceiling here without some form of spending reform.
Biden saying it was, quote, a good meeting and that talks would continue. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
House Republicans voted to block Representative Ilhan Omar from sitting on the Foreign Affairs Committee over her tweets in 2019 that were seen as anti-Semitic. Democrats called it a political stunt. The wave of winter storms has led to tens of thousands of power outages in Texas and 8 deaths due to accidents on icy roads. The storm system stretches to the East Coast. Stocks closed higher due to a surge for tech shares, including Facebook's parent company, Meta. This is ABC News.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. What a busy time this has been for Republicans to lay out their vision, their priorities, and plans. In Tennessee, that includes a bill with a 6-year prison term for performing in multiple drag shows. In Florida, during Black History Month, they're making progress in banning the ability to teach freely about Black history. They're also banning books. In Arkansas, they're banning words. In Missouri, they're banning women in the legislature from having bare shoulders. And in Wisconsin, they blocked a ban on child torture known as conversion therapy. Across the 50 states, more than 200 anti-LGBTQ bills have been introduced. And the debt ceiling debate threatens to wreck the economic recovery, but Republicans won't say what they would cut. What's missing? Anything about your economic situation, the thing they said over and over last year, would be their focus. It was never going to be. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
Do your priorities for the country match the president's? Listen live as Joe Biden lays out his plans during the State of the Union address February 7th, starting at 8 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station. Then stay with us as News Director Terry Bell and guests break down and share reaction to the policies the president presents. You can join the conversation too. The State of the Union address live with coverage from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesday, February 7th on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
I don't know how we merit the Kenny Rogers today. We are the Devil's Advocates. I got to think who we are now. You got me all thrown off with this 1970s country music. I mean, I like the tune okay, I guess, amongst the country tunes I've listened to in this life I've lived. Riding around on the rails as a hobo, playing poker and such.
My favorite country musicians are Bruce Springsteen and Tom Petty.
And neither one, of course, are country by most people's definition. But what do you know? If it ain't Anthrax, it doesn't rock. Don, we'll get to the phones in just a minute. Despite my better judgment, because I see you in the queue, CJ. beat me to the punch. Give me some alternatives at 844-967-2789. I may harm the entire audience by taking CJ otherwise. Hold on, CJ. Let's see what we decide. But Dom, the tit-for-tat behavior, the retribution coming down in the house, I would point out, I got a little email here from the, what's this called? The Make American Great Again.
Oh, God.
The Trump supportive, right? I think it's a super PAC. Let me make sure. I guess it's the MAGA PAC. And here's what they're saying today. And let's not forget, no one's even really jumped in the race against Donald Trump yet. But they don't have to catch the ire of MAGA PAC. Here's what Republicans are saying of their own before they even declare. Conservatives slam Nikki Haley as a warmonger and part of the problem following the news that she is set to announce a run for president. Newsmax host Greg Kelly called out Nikki Haley for previously saying she wouldn't run for president if President Trump runs. Kelly said this means her candidacy is doomed. Fox News host Tucker Carlson said that Haley endorsed the Black Lives Matter riots. I guess Tucker doesn't like her. Who else? Steve Bannon, podcaster extraordinaire Dom, remarked that Haley is part of the problem. And Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk said on his show that Nikki Haley is a cheerleader for the military-industrial complex. I thought the entire party was, Dom. Really, Republicans, when did you guys stop liking a good war? Since when?
When they started loving Russia, man. Pooty Poot, man. He's their guy. Remember, you remember Helsinki? Right? You remember? I mean, the
hand job?
The
Trump gave
the,
Putin...
The megas are all about Putin. They love that stuff, man. They love a strong man like that. Hell, cashing those checks, taking that money.
I don't know why he would, though.
Exactly.
I got a little local news to throw out there as well, Dom. I call this local, Wisconsin-related. The wrongful death lawsuit upheld after a 100-hour search to serve Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, there is a wrongful death lawsuit that's being served upon him. And I guess he was hiding, Dom. Or at least this Kyle Rittenhouse character doesn't make himself easy to find.
Well, but he's all over the place, right? He's all over Twitter. He's always complaining every time someone cancels once they realize who's coming to the event at their brewery or whatever event hall that they're trying to do this, you know, Second Amendment god. I mean, that's what he is now. He hawks guns. That's his thing.
Well, the good news is he actually has some form of income for when he loses a wrongful death lawsuit. There will be a collectible action against him. But here's how it's reported. Kyle Rittenhouse, who skyrocketed to fame in right-wing circles after shooting and killing two protesters during a social rights march in 2020. Well, I'm not sure if it was a social rights march at that point. Kenosha, Wisconsin, the setting. Is now facing a wrongful death lawsuit filed by the victim's father, according to PBS. The lawsuit was filed by John Huber, the father of one of the two victims, and also includes city officials and police officers. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman dismissed motions from city officials, police officers, and Rittenhouse to dismiss the civil rights case in its entirety. Huber's lawsuit states that Rittenhouse conspired with police officers to intentionally cause harm to protesters who were marching in reaction to the shooting of Jacob Blake, who was injured by a Wisconsin police officer. Injured many times with
bullets. Injured as the guy was walking away into his car, the police officer grabbed his shirt and shot him in the back six or seven times. Yeah, that's an injury.
Rittenhouse, an Illinois resident, drove to the demonstrations. Not really. Did his mom bring him? I thought his mom brought him up. Drove to the demonstrations in Wisconsin and was a minor of age 17 at the time. In the ruling, Edelman said Huber's death could plausibly be regarded as having been proximately caused by the actions of the government defendants. Huber was killed after Rittenhouse was running after he was shot and killed his first victim in the parking lot of a car dealership. And Huber hit Rittenhouse with a skateboard to disarm him. After falling to the ground, Rittenhouse fatally shot Huber and wounded another protester, Gage Grugkreutz, who also filed a civil rights lawsuit against Rittenhouse. Here's the important part, at least to this story. Huber's lawyers and private investigators needed over 100 hours to locate Rittenhouse to serve him with the civil lawsuit paperwork, eventually serving him at his sister's house. Rittenhouse's lawyers tried to argue the case should be dismissed because he was not properly served. The judge, Edelman in this case, Tom, dismissed that claim. And Rittenhouse, if you don't know, was, well, he's become popular. He's a celebrity. Right-wing speaker at public events and has nearly 1 million followers on Twitter. For whatever that's worth. I don't follow him, Dom. You probably do.
No, we do not at Devil Radio. That's our Twitter handle. You can follow us. We do not follow him. The AP reporting, Scott Bauer also, the judge, Edelman. Rittenhouse has been deliberately cagey about his whereabouts. Although he denies living in Florida, he does not identify the place that he deems to be his residence. So
I thought, you know, enrolled at community college or not.
So much for taking responsibility for your actions. So good. I mean, that's good news. Good. Sue him. Sue him into oblivion.
844-967-2789. CJ, you gave up your place in the queue, and now you're in the back of the line. Fortunately for the rest of us, Chris from Sun Prairie, that means you're next.
Hi, Chris.
Hey. So this is the same thing he did before, isn't it? They couldn't find him the last time when he was on trial here. He was like, you know, nowhere to be found.
I feel like he was out on bail. And
right, but nobody could find him.
Well, that part is true. But, I mean, I think it was before the trial. I think it was during the pre-trial period when he was on bail. And it was discovered that he was not at the residence that he had disclosed that would be the residence of custody, of whatever. He was kind of under house arrest, I think. And then I believe he was actually taken into custody for a period of time, Chris. He was in jail for a period of time. And then Trump lawyer Lynn Wood got Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoons involved and raising millions to bail him out. And let's not forget, Chris, he effectively won at trial. So he won the right to get his bail money back. The money that was raised from a bunch of people that apparently support shooting marchers at this protest. So I think Rittenhouse has some claim to the millions, and the wrongful death lawsuits, I think, may have not just merit, but also some payback for the plaintiffs in these cases.
Well, I hope so. I hope so, because he shouldn't be allowed to keep any money for doing what he did. He should be in jail. He really should.
Well, apparently not jail, Chris. I mean, I think he should as well. And we all know how the trial went. We know that he was, I guess, let's say, vindicated at trial. He was found not guilty by reason of what? Self-defense. And in the moment, I believe he probably felt like he was defending himself, but he, of course, put himself as a minor using a AR-15, had put himself in this position at his own volition, of his own desire to, what, go protect a car dealership that nobody asked him to protect?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, you talk about right place or wrong place at the wrong time. If you purposefully put yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time and danger finds you, I don't know if self-defense should be your claim, but obviously it worked in court this time, Chris.
Well, and I think, Chris, if I recall, the judge made some questionable rulings and comments from the bench as well. So it's a tough situation. It is what it is, I guess, that they'll have to lay there. But a wrongful death lawsuit would be, you know, something better than nothing.
Hey, can I just quickly say bye to Devil Radio? I'm going to missed your Devil Radio, and I just wanted to acknowledge that. I know that, you know, been here for a long time, and just wanted to say my last goodbyes.
Aww.
I look forward to your new radio station. I can't wait to see what the name is and what your new moniker is. So looking forward to that.
I hope you enjoy the Christmas music nearly as much as we did on WXXM.
Well, that's terrible, man. I still got some emotional problems from all that, Chris.
A little PTSD, Chris.
Right.
At least we had a countdown. We saw our death coming. You know, it's rare in this life that your boss says you're fired, but you got 10 days to pack your stuff, and we're going to let you do a radio show. And, of course, we didn't even work there. That's the worst part, Chris. They just quit cashing our checks.
Your money's no good here.
Effectively, that's how it went.
Yeah.
Those were crazy days, Chris. I look forward to seeing you, my friend, at the Wisconsin Grassroots Network event on March 18th at Wisconsin Heights High School. And we've been there through the years with you guys a lot of times. Now, I didn't get bumped off the speaker schedule because I didn't give you a complete enough outline, did I, Chris?
No, you didn't.
I barely prepped for the show. You know I can't give you the questions. I'm not Donna Brazile over here.
Just a meeting would be nice.
Chris, you can call me anytime. You can find me in one place. 844-967-2789. That's why I keep moving like Kyle Rittenhouse. People always want a piece of Crudy's ass.
Well, you know, imagine a guy shows up with a rifle, starts using the rifle, and other innocent people around him are going, oh my goodness, this guy is shooting people. Maybe we should do something to stop him, and then he shoots them. You know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. 844-967-2789.
You mean
Jim,
he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, Dom?
Jim from Madison, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hello,
Jim. There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Jim from Appleton. Sorry, man. I got Madison on the board here. Yeah, go ahead, Jim. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing okay. Kyle Rittenhouse, I think that was a bad decision to not criminally prosecute him. And I do hope that the civil court cases are successful.
Well, he was prosecuted, Jim. He just was not convicted at trial. And if you recall the O.J. thing, neither was O.J. But eventually, he lost the wrongful death suits and, you know, will be chased by the Goldmans for his last nickel for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Isn't he back in jail for fraud?
He might be back out of jail. He was, like, stealing some of his own sports paraphernalia back from someone in a violent manner. I don't know, man. I couldn't imagine going to, like, an autograph signing in partnership with the Juice at this late hour. I just couldn't see selling memorabilia with the guy. Dom's a difficult business partner, but as far as I could tell, he never killed anybody.
As far as you know, Jim.
As far as I know. And I will miss the Devil's Radio because that's how I found you guys, was on Devil's Radio. And I'm already missing Mike on Saturdays. Good old pizza box.
We'll find a place. I got a place for Pete's Box. I'll tell you about it next week. We'll bring him on the air, and we'll preview his new time and place. But, you know, he's a fan favorite. He's like Cheeto Mussolini. He's got a cult following out there in the world.
That's awesome. So we're going to call it WDOM?
No.
No. Oh, okay. What should we call it? Are we taking customer listener input?
Well, they can tell me whatever they want, but no one even asked me from around here at Civic Media, so I don't think it matters. My input didn't matter. Come back, more Devils.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team.
Maybe.
New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom!
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at 11 p.m. tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Lows dip down to about 9 below tonight under mainly clear skies. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 5 above. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 1 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 16.
Degrees. The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. We'll get you on at 844-967-2789.
Dom, a couple of political updates. We've got a Wisconsin Supreme Court race. We've also got a state Senate special election happening in the great state of Wisconsin. A couple of quick updates. The Dan Kelly supportive super PAC, Fair Courts America, dropping $500,000 in a TV buy for Dan Kelly. The ads will mirror the ones you've heard here on Devil Radio. I wonder if they're going to be sad if the ads they bought on Devil Radio won't continue to play on Devil Radio.
And I mean, they bought Devil Radio. I mean, now they should probably have a bump up.
It just won't be the same.
It won't.
The ad mirrors the $250,000 radio campaign the group launched last week. The narrator warns, Madison liberals are trying to take over the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crudy says, yes, we are. Yes, we are. And we could. This election can give us control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Absolutely true. And as the ad will tell us, that's why conservative Justice Dan Kelly needs to be elected. Well, I disagree, but the ad tells the truth. Now, Doro, she also announced a buy. A little more modest, Tom. Her buy, 60 G's on the TV. That's not going to buy you many flights. And 70 grand on radio. She ain't buying around here. Protus Sabewitz, a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge last month, launched more than a $700,000 TV buy. I know she's also up on the radio, Protus Sabewitz. Haven't heard from Mitchell yet. And two national groups are starting more than $208,000 in independent expenditures in the 8th Special District, the Senate District special election. And one national group is backing Dan Knodel, and the other is opposing his rival, Janelle Branchon. Man, she can't win. She could win, though, if you voted for her. You, Dom, you get a vote in that primary, right?
I do have a vote in that primary, and I'm not voting for either one of them. I'm voting for Jody Habish-Sinikin.
That news brought to us by our friends at WisPolitics.com. They also report Republicans are bringing a presidential debate to Milwaukee, possibly as soon as this summer. 844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, how you been, man?
Hey, Tom.
I like getting the text from you and the videos and everything, Tom. You're an entertaining fellow.
You like that one, huh, with Dave Grohl?
I did. Calling himself
Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam. That was funny stuff, Tom.
Exactly. Anyway, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. It goes for everybody out there, left, right. We're all the government. And I was wondering, Crudy, you're going to be calling this thing Freedom Radio? Freedom.
WDOM would make sense.
That's right, baby. All the free Dom you can take.
Tom, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Crudy was not consulted. I'm a little too emotionally invested in the Devil Radio brand. I have strong feelings, and you know, I was being a little destructive in the branding meetings. So much like a Democratic congressperson on the Foreign Affairs Committee, I was disinvited. I got the Ilhan Omar treatment. I don't even know what the brand is officially, Tom. You'll have to ask somebody on Monday.
Animal from the Muppet?
What's
were
that?
Like Animal from the Muppet? Going crazy. Were you like Animal from the Muppet?
Well, usually, Tom. A little Rumpelstiltskinish.
Right.
But, you know,
absolutely.
Although Dom did come up with the Devil's Advocates, and Dom is, you know, the more satanic of the two in that he's a pagan, and he loves heavy metal music.
That's a contradictory term. I mean, technically, Satan is a Christian god. Pagans would not recognize such a thing.
How do you know Satan's a Christian god? You talk to him lately, fella?
Is he mentioned in the Christian Bible, Crudy? Pretty sure that's where he's mentioned. I haven't heard. I don't follow at all, but I know it's one of them's there.
Tom, I've even seen the devil mentioned in a couple of movies. And radio and TV, but no longer on this station, not after tomorrow at 6.
Well, we can all mention the word somewhere along the line, I'm sure.
Well, if you want to tweet at us, you've got to tweet at us, although I don't often read the tweets, but Dom tweets.
No, that's
at
Dom
Devil Radio.
That. Yeah.
So in some twisted way, it will live on.
Freedom.
If only you had been in the branding meetings, Tom, making that strong appeal.
I know, right? Exactly.
That was probably on the list, Tom.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Out in L.A., the leftist coast, 844-967-2789. A few minutes left. Rico, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing? Glad
good,
to
man.
Hear Pizza Box is coming back. Glad to hear about Pizza Box. Hey, This whole name, the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, and the name thing coming down, you know, I kind of get this, and I'll tell you why, guys, is because sometimes when I'm trying to turn people on to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the whole name can be like a stumbling block with certain people right off the bat, you know? It's hard to get them past the name, even to get them to listen sometimes, if you know what I'm saying. That's all I want to say about that. I want to get deep into it. But you know what I'm saying there.
No, I get it. Some people may have a visceral reaction if you talk about the devil. I mean, I can understand that if you're weak-minded. And
Rico, where were you when me and Kathy were drinking wine and making up brands on the back porch that one summer day?
I don't know. I might have been right there with you. Who knows?
It's a little blurry.
Hey, I wanted to say something about this Rittenhouse thing. I watched the whole trial, guys. I'll tell you what. The medical examiner sewed the whole thing up. The last shot that Kyle fired into Joseph Rosenbaum, who was the first victim and where it all got started, the last shot into that man was in his back. The other three shots, 1, 2, and 3, the first three shots, they testified the hospital was across the street. He possibly would have lived. It was the last shot that killed him, and that went to the back. And I'll tell you what, in the Wild West days, guys, a shot to the back was as good as a guilty plea right there, right?
Yeah, right,
you can't
right.
claim self-defense. No self-defense now, guys. And if I took up all of CJ's time, I hope so, because all we're going to hear about is Afghanistan, the border, and Hunter's laptop.
Benghazi!
I already heard about Benghazi. Don't forget Benghazi. And you know what? You need to get some new stuff, dude. We're trying to hear you're like a repeat. You're on repeat all the time. Same three issues you come back to. Get some new material, guy. And if I'll just keep right on talking until I take every minute of the time up.
You go right through and filibuster if necessary,
Pizza
Rico.
Pizza Box is coming back. That's the main thing. There you go.
Rico, appreciate your call. Thank you for being a listener and a filibuster-er. CJ would love to go to you next, but Rico stole all your time, man.
Maybe tomorrow, man.
Never Friday. Get out of the queue, CJ.
Right.
Stick around. Raised in the Wisco with Joel Clayfish. Coming up all across the Civic Media Network. In the meantime, Native Roots Radio. Don't forget, keep it locked. Civic Media, the greatest programming, political and otherwise, in the world.
Missed your favorite.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay. AB.